up here.
Joe, thank you. Randy, was that as perfect or at least as good a road game as you guys have played, and they've played several this year?
I wouldn't say that it would be one we were going to frame. I would say it was a game that I thought we really didn't play very well for the first two periods, and I thought we were much better in the third, specifically the last 10 minutes of it, and we found a way to eke out a win. And the fortunate part for us, we were down, we were only tied 1-1 going into the third after not playing the way I think we need to play. We did a lot of things that were loose, and we showed a lot of rust in our game and as far as handling the puck and not winning enough one-on-one battles, not competing enough, and it looked like we were a hockey club that was a half step behind for two periods.
But you found a way to win. I guess that's the
positive. Yeah, you're not going to critique the win. We're going to take it and move on. And, you know, we practice tomorrow. Our preparation starts tonight here for Saturday against Montreal. And these points are very vital to all the teams. And we got to feel fortunate that our power play finally come through and, you know, our top goal scorer finally hit the back of the net. And that's a great sign for us.
What do you think of the fan reaction to your return?
It's always nice. It's warm. This is a nice, warm, funny, fuzzy place. As cold as it can be for people, this place is very comfortable for myself when I come here. It feels like home, you know, in a lot of ways. When you spend 20 years in a community and your family and your children grow up here, you get roots in the community and you know a lot of people. And from the people in the building to the people at the hotel to the people in the restaurants that you go frequented, you know, before, and then you go back there last night, it's a warm welcome, that's for sure. It was much appreciated.
Any explanation for why you guys came out a bit flat and were under siege for that first period at least?
Well, we didn't skate yesterday, and it seems that we come off a back-to-back, and we didn't get into the city until, you know, almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know we didn't skate yesterday. So there's always going to be that certain amount of lag in your game, and we had energy in the morning skate. I thought we had showed lots of energy, but tonight we didn't. When the puck dropped, we didn't seem to have it, and we were like a half step behind, but we got it going in the third, and it's a tribute to our players. I thought we had more of the team game that we needed, and we started to play a lot more cycling, and I thought the line that got us going was the Colton Orr, Fraser McLaren, and Komarov. They got sustained pressure in the zone with the offensive zone cycle, and they started that for us late in the third period, and you know, sometimes those things don't get recognized with the job that they have.
Randy, how much do you think that this momentum, the confidence, for Phil getting the goal, and especially not just the goal, but when it came in that situation.
Yeah, you know, you just hope that he can, you know, use this as a building block. And again, goal scorers have streaks, and we hope this is the start of a streak. But you know, not many people could put that puck where he put it. And that's as simple as that. That's, you know, a lot of guys can try and put it in that area, but he can do that on a regular basis.
Phil gets the goal, but Matt Fratton continues to find ways to get the
make a contribution. You know, again, Fratty, you know, that's a young guy that has to be physical, and once he starts to be physical, he starts to be, you know, more effective in making a larger contribution.
He used him a bit on the power play, I saw too.
Yeah,
I
just switched it up. I didn't like what was going on in our power play, and we've been pretty patient with our groups. And here we are at gate, what is it, 9?
11.
Okay. So they just keep going by. And we said, hey, that's enough of that. You know, we're going to have to start to give other people an opportunity. And yet we went back to the main group. What we did is we switched up the defense on the back end. We'd been going with two lefts before. We went with a left and a right, and then Franson scores a big goal. So, you know, we felt that was a little bit of a tweaking here, a little bit of a tweaking there.
What do you like out of Corbin and Holzer playing with Dion Phaneuf?
I think, you know, Holzer, again, is a big man. He's played that shutdown role in the American Hockey League, and I don't think we bring him up here to play on the power play, so he should chew those tough minutes, and that's what you need. You need to develop your younger players and give them an opportunity to play in those types of situations that they're comfortable with. All right.
Thanks.
Head coach Randy Carlisle's post-game press conference.
Okay, switch. Awesome, thank you.